This week, German lawmakers will decide whether to extend their country's military mission in Afghanistan for another year. The vote is expected to pass without much opposition, which is significant because for the past half century, Germany has been reluctant to deploy troops abroad because of its aggressive military history. And because doing so has triggered public protests. Germany's long involvement in Afghanistan has been a turning point for the country's military. Even so, German politicians are still reluctant to appear hawkish. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has more from Berlin.
This story on the ZDF network shows German soldiers in a firefight with militants in the northern Afghan province of Kunduz. The German defense ministry says 34 of its troops deployed to Afghanistan have been killed in combat as of 2011, the most current figures available. Here in Germany, like in the United States, people question the mission in Afghanistan. But the debate in Germany is no longer weighed down by its militarist history. These days, German politicians argue about the cost and benefits of intervention, just like their American counterparts, not whether Germany has the moral right to send troops beyond its borders. Thomas de Maizière is Germany's defense minister. He says there are lessons the German government has learned in Afghanistan. One is to set realistic goals for military missions. Another is to make sure there's a reliable local partner on the ground, especially in countries that are radically different than his own.
Von Beginn an muss immer ein politisches Konzept.
Equally important, the minister says, is to have a sound political strategy accompanying the military one.
Und deswegen überlegen wir alle.
We all think such operations in other countries are necessary, but they need to be thought through, because military missions are lengthy, expensive, and alone won't necessarily lead to success.
2 weeks ago, a survey by the German military's Institute of Social Sciences found that only 38% of Germans backed the Afghanistan mission, compared to 63% in 2008. Reached by phone, Edelgard Bullmann is a Bundestag member with the SPD, Germany's main opposition party.
It hasn't brought success if you think of, you know, establishing a democracy. Of course, it has brought some success in making sure that Afghanistan no longer is the haven for terrorists. So there is only partly a success.
Ullmann adds she will vote to keep German troops in Afghanistan and honor her country's commitment to its international allies. She and others are far more skittish about what role Germany should play in Mali. While some European and African leaders are calling for active military involvement, the German government wants to limit its role to logistical support. Many German officials who spoke publicly sounded as if they weren't willing to help at all, which angered many European and African officials. It's frustrating to German Defense Minister de Maizière as well. He's repeatedly called for a nationwide discussion of the German military's evolving role.
Es gibt schon auch gerade in bürgerlichen Kreisen.
There's a shyness about even using the word power. We'd rather speak of influence or negotiations. But our missions in Afghanistan, the Balkans, and elsewhere have changed us. It's taking a little bit longer for us to get there because of our history.
But the dialogue the minister wants is unlikely to happen this year. National elections are expected this fall, and German analysts say most candidates, whether for or against a greater German military role abroad, believe they won't get any political benefit from talking about it. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.